Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. On the decisive day, the day when the two forces encountered each other. What times they were when the leader of the both worlds, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, battled his old enemy. They continuously persecuted him until finally he was compelled to migrate to Medina. The enemy was not content with forcing the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam to leave his beloved and familiar homeland and set off from Mecca with an army of 1,000 soldiers to attack Medina. In the battlefield of Badr, the two armies met. On the other hand, only a small group of Muslims had traveled, which was not an army. They had no weapons, no animals to ride, no proper means, nothing of significance at all. A few of them had sticks, some others had arrows, but the majority had nothing. Those who had two horses, six armors, and eight swords came to change the fate of the world. So it was that an army without weapons stood on the one side, whilst those that were thirsty for bloodshed stood in opposition. A mighty army prepared with all types of weapons. However, even at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was very calm and content. The following incident exemplifies this. The noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is drawing the battle lines at Badr. The enemy has drawn its line and is preparing to begin the attack on the Muslims. However, he is still drawing the battle lines and assessing the position of his men and considering their standing positions. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is carrying out this assessment. And with the help of an arrow in his hand, he is ensuring the lines are absolutely straight. Just like one would use something straight to make sure a line is straight and not slanted. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam used his arrow to organize the ranks of his companions and made sure everyone was standing straight in the lines. While this was happening, a companion groaned loudly, so the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam stopped to ask him what had happened. The man replied, "O Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you have scratched me. Just ponder over this incident. On the one hand, the Muslims' army has no weapons, and they are prepared for fierce combat against a mighty force. Yet there is such a level of inner peace and tranquility that the companion is informing the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he has been scratched." He continues, "The arrow that you are using to organize the ranks scratched me." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam sought his forgiveness, but the companion said, "I will not forgive you in this manner." A similar story, which is related and attributed to the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's illness prior to his leaving this world, in which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam announced in the Masjid Nabawi, "Those whom I have wronged can avenge themselves." This is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asking for forgiveness from other people. "Those whom I have wronged can avenge themselves." A companion whose name is given as Ukasha radiallahu ta'ala anhu stood up and commented, "O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, once I was scratched by you." Regarding Ukasha radiallahu ta'ala anhu's story, Ibn al-Jawzi rahmatullahi alayhi is of the opinion that this incident is not related to Ukasha radiallahu ta'ala anhu in Masjid Nabawi in Medina, but it is related to Badr just before the battle commenced, the story which has just been referred to above. And I'll finish with the next two paragraphs. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was straightening the lines, and upon reaching Sawad ibn Ghaziya, this companion suddenly complained he had been scratched. The noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sought his forgiveness, but he refused and stated, "O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I will not forgive you just like that. I will take my revenge." The noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam handed him the arrow and told him to take his revenge. He replied, "Not like this. While you were straightening the rows, I was scratched on my bare back as I had no cloth on it. So therefore, it is only fair that you also remove your top." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam removed his blessed cloth and stated, "Now avenge yourself." He approached the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, embraced him, and kissed the seal of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the noble Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam back. That the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was unconcerned about all war-related responsibilities and engaged in pleasing the companion illustrates clearly the amount of tranquility experienced by both the companion as well as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the decisive day of the Battle of Badr. Thereafter, the battle began, And within a short space of time, it came to a conclusion. An analysis of this battle reveals that there was a distinct imbalance between the two armies in terms of numbers, preparation, weapons, and material goods. The companions did not even possess sufficient and proper clothing, and their hands were empty and feet bare. This was normal for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the companions. In fact, it is how they were used to living. Similarly, this is what our elders learned from the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and implemented in their lives. Tawakkul ala Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also give us tawakkul ala Allah. Complete reliability and barosa on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Allahu akbar.